Chapter 1. Kate Hayes was content, but more than that, she was happy. It took her 33 years to get there, and maybe her life wasn't exactly how she expected it to be, but she couldn't deny the smile on her face, the warmth in her heart, and the giddy feeling she got as she stuck a metal rod into the fire, surrounded by a curious audience. She didn't have a husband. Hell, she didn't even have a boyfriend. But she had glassblowing, her business, a large family who gave her more love and even bigger headache than any man could, and that was all she needed. The brisk days of winter in Red Maple Falls had melted into beautiful summer days, and she was able to hold her glassblowing demonstrations in the parking lot of her studio. She was limited to her supplies when she was outside, but she was able to do the basics. Most of all, she was able to draw a crowd, and that's what really mattered to her. A smile played at the edges of her lips as a little girl with braided pigtails pushed through to the front of the crowd to watch her more closely. She picked up a pair of tweezers and gave the little girl a big smile. "Tweezers are a tool you can use to manipulate the glass," she said, as she pulled the glass like taffy. "Pretty cool, huh?" The little girl nodded enthusiastically. Moments like these were what Kate lived for, putting smiles on people's faces through her art, intriguing them, showing them how to create something from nothing, all little puzzle pieces that made up her happiness. She continued the demonstration and finished with a round of applause from the people who stuck around till the end. Usually the small town was filled with familiar faces, but during the summer, tourists from all over visited Red Maple Falls for their picturesque hiking trails, beautiful rivers for kayaking, charming campgrounds, and a simple taste of small-town life away from the city. The summer was also the time when Kate made a majority of her sales. Most of the time, her summer sales could float her through the rest of the year, so it was vital to intrigue the customers enough for them to make a purchase or sign up for one of her classes. "Thank you so much. I teach classes twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If anyone is interested, I have more information inside. Also, this piece and many more are available for purchase. I hope you all enjoy your time in Red Maple Falls." More applause followed as the crowd broke up. Happy with the turnout, she mentally patted herself on the back for a job well done. She turned to head inside when she smacked right into a hard chest. She glanced up to the man towering over her 5 feet 8 inches and had to stop herself from gasping at the dark brown smoldering eyes staring down at her. The man was the picture of perfection, with a close-shaven beard that bordered on the line of sexy stubble and pretty boy hair that defied gravity in the front, with thick strands of chocolate brown. Kate wondered how soft it actually was, but restrained herself from molesting the stranger's head. "Hi, can I help you?" Kate managed to say, even though her throat was dry, and that dark gaze of his made her forget her own name.
"Yeah, you can help me," he barked, "by getting these people out of my damn parking lot."
The hot guy spell he had her under completely vanished.
"Your parking lot? This is my parking lot. That's my studio," she said, pointing to the sign with the words "Serenity Glassblowing Studio" written in bold letters. "And that is my shop." He pointed to the place next door that had been vacant after May from May's Toys broke a hip and had no choice but to shut down. Kate had been patiently waiting, along with the rest of the town, to see who would lease the space. There was even a town bet going around. Last month, they discovered the place would sell bicycles, as hired help hung the wooden sign that said "The Chain and Spoke Bike Shop." Kate had yet to meet the owner, despite her many attempts at stopping by. The man just never seemed to be around when she was. Until now. And even though he was hot as sin, that didn't negate his less-than-stellar people skills.
"You must be Caleb James," she said, hoping they could start fresh.